This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on The Rock, and I feel like these guys just were up here. Chrome Lakes, guys were just in the studio, maybe like at the beginning of the summer or right before the summer.
Yeah, and, back in right. July, right?
That's yeah.
June.
And, well, welcome back to the show, guys.
Back from summer break.
Yeah. reintroduce yourselves and tell us what you do again in Chrome Lakes.
I'm Chad, and I play guitar and do the singing.
I'm Aaron, bass, backing vocals.
Jay, I play drums.
I am Phil, and I play guitar.
Right on. So,
and we've got Brian, who's not with us again.
Okay.
Who does exist.
Was he on vacation last time?
No, it's always work.
Okay.
Yeah, he's traveling for work, and it's another work-related thing.
Okay.
So. But we love him, and we miss him.
So. Maybe one day.
Hi, Brian.
Maybe one day.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Morgan.
So the last time we had you guys up was cool. It was an EP. It was a B-sides EP. It's called Besides, right?
And that's right. That's the joke.
We were talking about the record release for that, and we promised, like, okay, so we also have another album that is an actual, like, album. So it's coming out, and the show is going to be this coming Friday, October 13th. At the Sunset in Ballard.
Yep.
And that's going to be with you guys, Chrome Lakes, Dryland from Bellingham, incredible band from Seattle here, Dust Moth, an awesome band. It's pretty new to the scene called Fake Hands. So congratulations. The record's called Death at the Opera House. You know, let's talk a little bit about it. So how long had you guys, you know, kind of been working on this one? And
probably immediately after we stopped writing or finished writing the last one.
Yeah.
We're always doing something. Like, you know, there's always some stuff on the whiteboard that we need to work on.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty much right away, even before we finished the last record, was bits and pieces.
Yeah, it was like all the lockdown material.
Yeah. There was, nice. We had some stuff pre-COVID, but there was definitely a lot of it that came about at that point in time.
There's a lot of songs on this, guys. This is 12 songs. Yeah. It's not skimping on them.
We only left one out, and that was on the EP.
Two out, because we got a song that will come out down the road, but something to
Seasides with Jay. Jay Sides.
So what can you? I mean, I'm gonna be completely honest. I haven't heard the full album yet. I've listened to some of the singles, and we're gonna jump into a couple of the songs tonight. But I haven't listened all the way through the record yet. So we're gonna learn.
Appreciate the honesty.
Absolutely. So
no one's listened to it yet.
Yeah, exactly. So then that's what we're gonna do is celebrate the release of it. I have the physical copy of it. I will be putting this in my car. Yes, my car still has a CD player, believe it or not. So tell me a little bit about the record. What can you guys tease? What can you guys talk about? You know, what's is it a...
I think one of the tracks that we're really looking forward to is later on. We've got Irene Barber from Dust Moth that appears on the song Singing with Chad. So that's kind of something new for us, kind of exploring... Having another singer on a track.
A duet?
Our first guest vocalist.
Yes.
Really?
First guest musician, right?
Actually, as musician, absolutely. Yeah.
That's cool.
Let somebody in finally.
That's awesome. What made you guys decide Herb Boys, other than it being incredible?
Well, we had played with them once before,
awesome.
Down at like Drunky Two Shoes, I believe, and Phil started dabbling with this track, and like he's like, it has a Dust Moth vibe, and then he was like, what if we get her to sing on this song? And I was like, that is a great idea. Yeah. And she was down to do it and wrote all of her parts on it and everything and just came in and killed it. So it's really neat too. Like I always love getting to like do things with other vocalists that, and you know, just get thrown into it and have them be thrown into it. It was a treat to watch.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because it's something with her vocals definitely in mind, but also wondering what Chad could do with a female vocalist, you know, kind of syncing up with. So it was explorative, and it turned out amazing.
Awesome. Chad, I don't think I've ever asked you, like, when did you find out that you had, like, a really epic, like, awesome voice? And you're probably blushing now, but I can say it. Maybe if you were to say it, you'd sound like a dick. But, you know, I'll say you have a great, awesome voice, very powerful. When did you kind of realize that? How young were you?
I mean, I've been singing since I was little.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was always great,
you know,
but I just always loved singing around the house. And I was like, well, I like singing. I should figure out guitar, too.
Yeah.
And that way I can, like, sing along with myself, right? Mm-hmm. And then went through my teenage years and just really struggled and tried to, like, figure out how to do it well and find my voice and everything.
Yeah.
And eventually, I took some lessons in my early 20s from this great teacher, Tim Noah. He was actually like kind of a children's entertainer.
That name. Yeah, mm-hmm. Tim Noah. Wow.
Yeah, he's sensational. But he just taught me so much about the art of it and just like the technique of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was a big, big thing for me.
Well, I learned from Raffy, so.
Raffy was just in town or isn't in town.
He's still kicking it.
I think he's in Seattle, like, or just was in Seattle. Yeah.
Nice.
But I think it's just, I've just kept doing it. I really feel like that's the key ingredient, like constantly working on my technique and just my delivery and just, like, forgetting about all of that and just going for it.
Nice.
So it's always a work in progress, and that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Because what's this new thing I can do with it? Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? So yeah, just always been a love of mine.
Do you have? I mean, you know, I listen to a lot of interviews with musicians. Some of them like have a pre-show routine. Some of them don't, and they just smoke cigs and then just go out and belt it and don't treat their voice, you know, particularly well.
Chad used to be one of those guys.
What about you, man? Do you try not to talk before a show?
I have some warm-up things that I do, and I have some certain, like, you know, drink a lot of water and all that. But then sometimes I don't do any of that, and I just get up there and do it. And if I've been doing it more often, I have to do less preparation.
Okay.
So,
because it's oiled.
A little bit, you just got to make sure you're
okay. Oiled.
But I don't know. I'm not particularly disciplined with that stuff, but I do the best I can.
Nice. So, you know, all bands are different. They a lot of times have different, you know, ways of writing and recording and whatnot. So, as a band, are you guys collaborating? Main songwriter, you know, like a kind of break that down for me, your guys' process.
We're mostly collaborative. I feel like usually someone's got an idea and we can flesh it out from there. We're like, Phil's usually got a riff, and then we can kind of work a chorus out of it, and then I'm the bridge guy somehow.
Yep.
A lot of the times. but this record, actually, Chad, you wrote quite a bit of it. I was listening to, I'm blanking on the name now, Wash Over, and that's all you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it kind of ebbs in certain ways. Like, someone will write most of an entire song, and then some are all of us, like, chipping in equal amounts. It's just kind of whatever feels good that day, because we've also done stuff where like someone will come in with a riff and we all play it, and then we just kind of let it go away because it wasn't gelling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a D side.
Yeah, yeah. That's up still up on the whiteboard. None of us remember what it is.
Right.
It just says the title, and we're like, what was that one? I don't know.
Some strange working title. Right.
Yeah. Bo Jackson is one of them. I don't remember what that was.
Okay.
I got a feel for it.
It's definitely collaborative. We definitely, even if somebody brings in most of the riffs, we do a lot of the arrangement in the room.
Cool.
Just kind of teach everybody the parts and see how they flow, and
things are constantly changing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and everybody writes their own parts, like which can be frustrating. Not frustrating, but It's eye opening to when you're writing something to realize that the other two guys are going to play their thing on top of it, which I think is what gives us our sound. Because if one person was saying just play this, it might not work as well as like, I'm going to write this thing. It's cool, but I know that Phil's going to be Phil on top of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of freeing in the sense that,
what does that mean?
No, what? No, I know.
You do Phil stuff.
I write around that because I know that you're going to do your thing on top of it, and it's cool. It's freeing in the way that I don't have to, like if I'm writing
parts. It's very loose.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, because I write stuff chord specific at home, and then when I bring it to practice, it's not going to be that.
Yeah.
But it turns into something entirely different than I think probably all of us imagine, you know, when you bring something in and it's this, and then we all put our own touch on it, and it's way different.
Forces you to be less delicate.
I think a lot of this record is that where it was like things were surprising because, you know, certain things that maybe not everyone was feeling in the moment, and then it comes out and you go, oh, that was.
Oh yeah, so much of the writing, like things that I wrote specifically for this record, were done in the studio after actually like hearing the other parts. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, this is something I can definitely change.
Yeah.
I do not like what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. To be able to hear the things actually, like, in your ears, you're just like, oh, no, I'm not so sensitive to my parts that I have to stick with them. It's like, you got to be able to adapt and, you know.
Well, that's, I think that's another good thing for all of us, is that we're all willing to listen to criticism.
Yeah.
So if something's not working, like, any one of us is.
Yeah, we don't get.
Hey, I'm not really feeling the way you do that.
Yeah.
Like, what if we tried this? And if it works better, then no one's going to get their feelings hurt. It's just kind of like, yeah, that is better. I don't think anyone's ever, like, stood their ground and said, I'm playing it this way. Because, you know, the other four of us will beat you up in the back alley.
I'm glad to hear we don't have to do some like Saint Anger intervention thing.
Not yet. That's
like,
the next record. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the other thing to mention is like Jay is also kind of an arranger, you know, when it comes to our material, also with just organizing all of it in general. But, you know, there's that thing where it's like, we're like, okay, we got a few riffs. What should we do with it? And then Jay's like, well, how about the A, B, C to the D, F, G?
Yeah. And then they have no idea what I'm
and
talking
to the
about.
One, two, three.
Yeah, I glide over until Jay they figure it out.
Jay creates raps in the process.
But he's usually right, and we...
It's almost always right.
So he's a producer.
Of sorts.
Well, we're not going to go that far. Then we have to pay him twice.
Give him extra point on that one.
No. Yeah. We're all producers.
Nice.
Yeah.
So,
he's very good with his notes.
Yeah.
You mentioned, you know, writing sort of a little bit, or at least kind of, you know, changing things up a little bit in the studio. Where did you guys go to record this, or did you guys do it on your own? You know, where did you guys get this done at?
Yeah, so we have a really good friend of ours that has a studio down in Black Diamond. So.
Oh, cool.
Did a lot of the work out there.
What's it called?
Diamond Drive Studios.
Diamond Drive Studios.
Black Diamond.
I don't know if it's like
that's cool.
Public yet or not, but
okay, yeah, sure.
It's a really amazing space that he wants to make available to a lot of artists. So yeah, just sort of seeing how it pans out with him on that side. But he gave us the opportunity to come in and kind of break in the studio and kind of experiment a little bit. Yeah,
and we did it with our buddy Derek Murray,
Derek,
who we always
He's great.
He's great.
Yeah, Derek does some awesome stuff. He's incredible.
Yep. That's cool. How many days did you guys?
A lot.
A lot.
Like, yeah. over a year.
Oh wow.
Not constantly. We're,
sure.
It's not, definitely not
right.
The Black Album. But,
yeah.
It's kind of whenever we can.
Yeah.
You know.
We did a couple weekends where we got the drums laid down in the initial kind of stuff, and then we just kept hammering away at it.
Sure.
You know, everybody, when you got time, go in and, you know, just do that kind of thing. And so that's why it took a little while, but everyone was able to really flesh out their parts. And yeah, so it worked well.
Yeah. So primarily, like, most of the tracking, drums, guitar, bass, you know, everything was done down there. And then we finished the rest at Boiler Room, which is Derek's studio.
Cool.
So yeah, we added like all the final touches over there and kind of split up our time a little bit. But
well, I think the other thing to mention is three of these tunes are from like an earlier session that we did.
Oh, wow.
All of it at Diamond Drive. And then the rest of the songs, we split it up between the two. Mm-hmm. Few months later or something is when
we did the three, but then Jay just decided to do the rest of the drum tracks. Is that what happened?
It was time.
Yeah, it was time.
I said, hey, I booked time. It's
that was the other part.
I didn't know we were fully prepared to actually make a record,
but Jay's like, I just did all the drum tracks. Let's go.
Yeah, so I didn't know we were doing the record. And he was like, you got to go in and track your bass. And I was like, we're not.
For what?
He's like, oh, I did all the drums. I'm like, guess I'll figure out my bass lines.
So yeah, it was actually kind of a shock that we got this record started when we did, but Jay just, he's an incredible studio drummer, so he hammered his stuff out and said it's go time.
So with 12 songs, do you guys go in knowing the sequence of what you want to do, or is that something you do afterwards? And how important...
We let Jay figure that out.
I had a pretty good idea of the order I wanted.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, is that something that you... It takes a while to, like, kind of sit down and figure that out, or is it... Do you have to, like, really immerse yourself in the record, or do you kind of just do it as you go?
There's a fair amount of kind of as we're writing, kind of keep an eye on the vibe of it and try to figure out how it might fit in with all the other songs. And as we start getting just kind of phone recordings from our practice space, just listen to a bunch, kind of figure out how they might flow together. And when we've got all of them, it's real easy to kind of throw them in. And just because it's particularly good before you record to know if you want to do any sequencing or little lead-ins from song to song. So,
which we have a couple.
Yeah, there's actually a couple on this record. So,
yeah, I played a tiny bit of keys. Yeah, my first ever time.
Exactly.
So with the way that like streaming is, I seem to notice like you go through bands and like a lot of times their first few songs on the albums are like their most played, you know. Do you keep that in mind, like try to like kind of like front load the album, or is it just kind of like you just do an album the way you want to do it?
I think that we did it as an album listening experience. Cool. Like I still love that, and you know, I know I'm getting old, but I still think there's value to it.
Yeah.
And the way this record is like, you know, it's not a slow burn, but we definitely wanted to just amplify the energy as it went on.
Cool.
Which I feel like we accomplished, and it hopefully, and it's just one of those things where it's like Jay is the guy who does the set list, and he does the sequencing, and
we trust him,
and he nails it. Yeah. So, you know, we just trust that and go with it. And yeah, when I listened through the sequence, I was like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's to Chad's point, it is very much like an album. And I know that that's a lost art these days in some ways. Like I've seen online people asking like,
are they even relevant?
Why do bands make other songs that aren't their singles? But like we worked equally hard on every single one of these, but I do think it's, I wouldn't say front-loaded, but we've got some more nostalgic, almost like major key, almost poppy stuff on there. Mm-hmm. And then as the album progresses, it gets kind of darker and creepier when it like is really not a dark note, but the album gets more like, I guess, serious as it goes on.
Sure.
It feels like to me anyway. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's intentional, but I was listening to it and went, yeah, I noticed the shift, and I think it's a cool shift. I think
nice.
Intentionally unintentional.
Yeah. It was a little bit of intentionality there. It was definitely kind of put some of the bangers up front. We always knew that the lead track was going to be the lead track after we wrote it. So, and once later on kind of came around, that one was pretty obvious closer, so you can kind of start filling in the gaps. I think almost all of them are from the first half of the record, but some of my favorite songs are on the back half. So I think it was really, I just sequenced them where I thought they best served a purpose. And I think it's a nice journey to listen to.
Well, we're talking all about it. Let's go into one of the songs. Yeah. Again, it's Chrome Lakes. The record release show is at the Sunset this coming Friday, the 13th. So it'll be spooky. It's spooky season. So, you know, let's get weird with Chrome Lakes, Dryland, Dust Moth, and Fake Hands. We're going to go into Rehearse to Reason. Anyone want to introduce this one? Tell me about it.
This is one of the ones that we did in the earlier session. So
awesome.
This one, I think writing-wise too, kind of came out earlier on. And it's a banger. Let's go.
Let's go. It's Chrome Lakes here on Loud and Local. We'll be right back.
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Again, that was Rehearsed to Reason by Chrome Likes. The record release is coming out this Friday, Friday the 13th at the Sunset in Ballard. Tickets are available. You can go see Dryland from Bellingham, Dust Moth from right here in Seattle, Fake Hands, killer new band from, you know, within the last couple of years, had them on Loud and Local. They're incredible. And Chrome Lakes. So this, the lineup, did you guys get to curate this yourselves? And
yeah.
That's mostly a Phil thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Coordinated all the bands. Obviously had to have Dust Moth on because they have been such an inspiration to us.
Yeah.
And just really incredible people. And yeah, Dryland we played with a few times now, and they're just a really fun band to have on our bills. And yeah. Fake Hands.
Friends of Chad's from
Great
Bellingham.
Buds, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they all go way back. And Fake Hands, he's the local, just fun bands to play with.
Absolutely.
Phil super great energy.
Phil is the new bass player.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to allude to that, but
really?
I'm playing bass for them.
Okay, that's cool.
He's doing double duty.
Yeah. Aaron's a good dude. Yeah. He's created something really cool with that band.
Yeah, I joined up with them, you know, not too long ago. We had our first show down at Jazz Bones a couple weekends ago.
Nice.
And this is going to be our second show, so as a new lineup.
Yes. So that's awesome. I have you guys to thank for showing me Future Tense. I found out about them, and they have one of my favorite records of the year. Just absolutely incredible band.
Shout out to me. I went to elementary school with her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
With this album, do you guys see yourselves, you know, you said last album, you pretty much just started working immediately on a new one. Are you guys hold off for a little while, or are you guys just going to go right back in and start making the next one?
Immediately.
unless we're practicing for a show, then we're going to be writing. It's really boring to just show up, practice, and play the songs again and again and again. So if we're not working on something, that's a lot of times that'll be like the weekly text is like, we got anything new to work on tonight? Not really. All right, well, let's skip it.
Now, I think once the release show happens, then we'll get back into the songwriting mode.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch that we were kicking around before. Mm-hmm. You know, we started getting ready for this new album, so
we'll see if
kind of resume back to those and see if anything flows.
Yeah,
kind of after a bit of getting into recording, we definitely made a conscious decision to stop writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and focus on finishing the songs, particularly for the guys who still had parts to figure out.
And I always need things to be done. Like, I want an album done before I start like really getting into writing again. Sure. Like, maybe I'll play around with stuff, but. It's sort of like I want to hear that finality and be like, okay, we did that. What can we do next?
Mm-hmm. If you're constantly just coming up with stuff, then nothing ever has like a finite moment to. You got to reset.
Yeah.
You know. Otherwise, we're just AC/DC, which is fine.
Or Hatebreed.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like I love that one Hatebreed song, and I've loved it for 15 years. Yep. You know, they keep putting out the same song.
Yeah.
Just, you know, modifications of that song, you know.
Yeah.
So you guys are all super creative people, always pushing to create. I'm going to ask kind of a open-ended question. Not open-ended, more so just kind of like a take You can tell me whether it's, you know, a movie, a book, a TV show, a song, a show you just saw. What's the last thing that really inspired you?
Am I starting? Okay. Well, I love this band named Pile.
Okay.
And I just got to see them at the Tractor. Haven't seen them since 2019. And just the way they go about their music just is really inspiring to me. And seeing them live is also very inspiring.
They're Pile.
Really great. I got really rambunctious and decided to go in the mosh pit, which was more of a bop pit.
Sure.
But got smacked by somebody right in the jaw. So I saw my favorite band and also got a bruised jaw. So
hey,
it was really inspiring.
Face.
Yeah.
Nice. Pile.
It's a real kick to the face.
Nice. And what's the last thing that inspired you?
Well, I guess anyone that knows me closely knows that if I'm not playing music, I'm fairly obsessed with photography.
Yeah.
And I've always had a thing where like certain pictures will inspire sounds.
Yeah.
But really, like, if I get inspired by music, I get inspired to do photography. If I get inspired in photography and find something new or fun or feel like I'm getting better at it, that inspires me all around. And I also, you know, I try to draw a lot, but I haven't in a long time because I have too many hobbies. My wife will tell you that there's too many cameras and sketch pads.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's fun to have different outlets because if I get inspired by one thing, it just sparks all of it. And then
that's
I start
cool.
like... Cool, that was a great day out with my friend taking pictures, and now I'm going to pick up my guitar and see what happens.
They feed each other.
Kind of, yeah. It's, you know,
that's
and then,
really
of course,
neat.
You go through slumps where it's like nothing for a while, but having a bunch of different things means that one can spark the other, and then I'm just bouncing all around the apartment, picking up my bass or my guitar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Side note, the photography on the record, there's four different pictures. Those were all taken by Aaron Yost here.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. It's awesome.
Jake.
Yeah,
all right. I guess my most recent inspiration, I guess I'll go with a musical note. I basically bought a guitar for myself. I had Chad give me one a while ago, but I had borrowed somebody else's that I could actually plug into an amp, but I had to give that back. So I had to buy one for myself. So.
Yeah.
Got a guitar, trying to learn that, trying to, you know, just write some unusual stuff because, you know, I don't really know.
Sure.
How to actually play. But on a similar note, we just moved my wife's piano into the house. So
awesome.
I'm planking around on that. So.
That's news to me.
Yeah, wow. It just happened.
Ooh, cool. Baby.
Like yesterday. So
Yeah. Wait,
so
you moved?
New...
Are you a piano mover?
I'm not.
I was going to say, you're hardcore, dude.
I definitely need somebody for that.
I really need somebody to move my piano right now.
Yeah. That's okay. You got a guitar, you got a piano. There you go. Yeah. Inspiration. And how about you, man?
You know, I go to a lot of shows, so I find inspiration out of some of the local musicians in the area.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm a guitar nerd, so more or less, like, I'm watching guitar players, bass players, and seeing how they're playing stuff and thinking about all that stuff in my head at the time, you know.
What are your favorite, like, local places to go to catch a show?
Sunset Tavern.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we're playing there on the 13th. Mm-hmm. So obviously it is kind of our home base.
Yeah.
It has been for a lot of years and they've been very supportive. But you know, you got Sunset. We have so many venues. It's like Crocodile.
Absolutely.
Chop Suey. Yeah. We got Barboza, Numo's. Yep.
Black Lodge is just going to reopen. Black Lodge, you know, Vera Project is reopening the Black Lodge, which is incredible.
No shortage of places that you can go see a show in the city, and
absolutely
people need to get out and go support that stuff.
Yes,
especially when Black Lodge opens, like it's a great DIY venue.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Go support them.
And you can go support Chrome Lakes for their record release show at the Sunset Friday the 13th. Let's get weird, man. You can have a drink a beer, watch a horror film, then go watch Chrome Lakes with Dryland, Dust Moth, Fake Hands. If people can't make it out to this show, curse them. But if they can't, what's the best way to support you guys? If they can't make it out
just
to the show,
just mail a bunch of money to me.
Okay, sounds good.
That's my address.
Specifically to Aaron.
Yes. I'll share it.
You go to our Bandcamp. You can purchase whatever songs or albums are up there for whatever price you want.
It'll be on Spotify and all
If you come out to the show, if you come out to the show, we're going to have brand new T-shirts, which we haven't had in a long time. So
years since we've had
some new shirts. So that's going to be your only time to get those.
Right on.
But yeah, just find us wherever you can and help support us in whatever way you can. I don't know.
And yeah, I would say the best way would be if you can make it out to the show, like I said, at the Sunset, Friday the 13th for the record release show, Chrome Lakes, Dryland, Dust Moth, Fake Hands, Dust Moth, vocalist Irene is going to be featured on this last song that we play here. It's called Later On.
She'll also be playing with this song with us live.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, who wants to introduce this one?
Here's Later On featuring Irene Barber.
All right, let's let the music speak for itself. It's Chrome Lakes. We'll see you at the show, record release show at the Sunset, Friday the 13th. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yes, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.